Pronto.
Getting into any position where the people can truthfully or effectively say that we sold out and turned it over to the commies.
No, they can't say that truthfully. And we've done a great deal of talking about this, and we think that this is something that will have to be done. We'll have to watch it and continue to work on it. Have our best people working on it.
What can
have to be accomplished gradually.
What can we say to the right wingers to the end that we have insured against their running the government?
Well, we will have if this works, we will have an undertaking in several parts. One is to fight them politically. All across the board, and labor unions, and the places, education, the places where they usually concentrate. B, not to take any of them into the government, into positions of power, and that includes the armed forces and the police. And in general, to consider them as political enemies and not political allies. Now, expect to have that kind of an understanding.
Well, are they going to let you bring in a J. Edgar Hoover man to...
Yes, that's clear.
And
a
legal advisor to the embassy or something to advise Mr. G. on the bad characters and have him watch them? They've agreed to that?
They've agreed to that.
Now, how are you going to get Mr. I to quit making these inflammatory statements up here?
But I think we may get some more.
I thought Max said you were going to take care of it.
I'm going to do my best.
You know, us right-wingers are supposed to hang together, Tom.
Well,
I thought we gave him what we wanted when we said we'd have a referendum.
No, he's not the one interested in that. That was the... Those are the San Isidro group.
What is he interested in?
Well, his position is essentially is that a week or so ago, we asked him to pull this thing together. He's done that. He saved the country from the communists. It made it unnecessary for anyone else to do any fighting, except on a very small scale. And now he's been used. We just heard this from other news then about Embert, which I'll ask Max to give you. I haven't heard it yet. Forces to much disagreement on a free country like his that the ambassador promised recognition for him that the country will be communist within 6 months, that we have imposed our strength on him, and the officers have now said that they won't see Tsai until 8 o'clock, which is the time at which this conference is planned. Well, we propose to make a maximum effort, and we'll see Imbert unless he refuses to see us, which is certainly possible in the current mood. And we'll press upon him that it will be necessary for us to prove that on a number of these points he is quite simply off base on the truth. We will impress upon him that this is no service to the common purpose, which is in fact to make the no come true. But on the basis of his mood currently, we cannot tell you that we have an agreement as to what is said. We do have an agreement, and I repeat what I said earlier, as to what they will do, which is that they will not, and this I think is a clear-cut statement between men we trust and ourselves as to what they will do, which is that they will not resist the program and slate and plan which we have been discussing.
Well, now, what they will not resist, that's the chiefs, and they have the leadership, you think?
They, Mr. President, they have said that they cannot answer to us for what others will do. And we have to make an assessment as to whether that means that others will, in fact, be violent. Our prevailing estimate is that there will not be organized large-scale resistance. And I think our guess is that there will be very little operational force. We have the means to prevent, and we will, of course, use them if we have to, as indeed we have been doing off and on in the last 2 days, the use of the Air Force, which is the most helter-skelter and violent and destructive of the means in the hands of this side. We hope it won't come to that. That is, I think, the meaning of the gentleman's discussion. But there is a stirring of violent feeling on this side of the fence. And there is nothing, I'm sorry to say, that is remotely within our power to get from the other side that will change these feelings in the time that is available to us. So that what we can, that the question we have is, I think, that the force is certainly within acceptable levels in the judgment of all of us, although it has to be watched. The words will be painful, and our question has to be to prepare and to make use of the strongest possible case against them. The real hazard in this, and the thing that is damaging in it, is that it will increase the prospect of a disorganized operation of violence of one man against another in this perfectly crazy country.
Yes, and then it will considerably impair our ability and our effectiveness to get many millions of dollars.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
Then it will considerably impair our effectiveness to get millions of dollars for their people.
That's correct, Mr. President, but unfortunately that couldn't matter less to people who think they're the losers.
Yes. What is the assessment of Palmer of the relative strength of the two forces?
I'll put him on, Mr. President. I think he's the best able to assess that for you.
This is Del Palmer, Mr. President.
What is your assessment of the relative strength of the two forces?
Of the loyalists versus the rebels?
Right.
I would say in the northern part of the city, they're about an even standoff. And in the southern part, where the rebel main strength is, this is the strongest part. I don't think the loyalist forces are strong enough to take them on.
Well, what would you envision if we didn't have an agreement?
Should we just let them continue to fight, sir?
Yes.
I don't think the loyalists can do it.
Well, is it better to let them demonstrate that?
How do you mean? Let them continue to fight, sir?
Yeah.
This would go on, but I don't believe that they could clean up the northern part for several days at least. And I feel quite certain that they couldn't take the rebels in the south.
All right. Now, would it be better from the reaction in this country and the world if we let it come to a more or less an impasse? Would it look like now we've sold out pretty quick?
No, sir, I don't think it would look that way.
Do you recommend what they're suggesting?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that we have insurance against the communists taking control of that government?
I believe we can block that, sir. I think the danger is what Mr. Bundy pointed out.
Is this the way to block it?
How do you mean, sir?
Is this agreement the best way open to us at this stage to block it?
Yes, sir, it is. I think this is the best way to handle it.
What is your judgment if the chiefs say they'll go along as to whether their people will follow them or not?
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't quite get that.
What is your judgment if the chiefs say they'll go along as to whether their troops will follow them or not, or will we have a lot of sporadic fighting under somebody else's leadership?
Well, of course, we can't really tell. I don't believe that this will cause much trouble unless the very strong leaders come forward, and I don't think they're here to come forward.
Are you impressed particularly with the strength of any of the people in the government that we're proposing?
Yes, they're as strong as you can find, and that are acceptable.
You think they're honest?
Yes, sir.
And you think they're anti-communist?
Yes. There's always going to be sleepers in there, but this is the chance to run regardless. In this situation, you've got to come to some solution like this sooner or later. Whether you controlled all the city or not.
Are you going to be in a position, if we make the agreement, to control the loyalist equipment?
What do you mean, sir? Do you mean to block them?
Yes.
Yes? We can physically keep the airport from taking off.
Well, what about
physically block the name.
And what about the tanks?
I don't think there are enough of those really to worry about. We can block them too, if it became necessary.
Well, you better get your people to the slide rules then tonight.
At night, sir?
I say you better get your slide rules and your planners busy then now.
Yes, sir.
Because you may be faced with that.
Right. I realize that.
And I've got a mess. Did you lose any men today?
No, sir. It was fairly quiet as far as U.S. troops are concerned. The fighting was between the loyalists and the rebels.
So are there many losses there?
We think the claims were exaggerated on both sides. The best estimates I can find were put in the neighborhood of about 100 on each side, casualties.
Is the economic situation any better? Are they getting any food?
It is improving.
I assume if this agreement went through, we could get the banks open and the businesses open reasonably quick, couldn't we?
Yes, sir. That's what we're all hoping. But you can't get the economy rolling until you get a settlement.
That's what I say, if we get the agreement.
Right. I would agree, sir.
Does your country team down there pretty generally agree that this is the thing to do?
Yes, sir. I would say this is the lesser of many evils. There is no approved solution to this, Mr. President.
Well, it doesn't look like to me there's much evil in this if we, A, get reasonably honest people, if they're anti-communist, if we're going to have a popular referendum in 2 months on the basics of the machinery, the Constitution, and if we're